cut your fucking dick off, man.
Tune in or tune out, son.
Come on, not in the butt. You gonna party? We're gonna party hard. Come on, y'all. Oh, wait a minute. You're over 18. I think I just lost interest.
And now we're gonna party.
Yum, yum.
Get it, son.
Who's doing this? I must know now.
Fuck this podcast.
Welcome to the Alloy Underground. He's Ben.
He's Matt.
How are your levels sounding?
I think I sound okay.
Do you?
Yeah, I think.
All right, cool. Just making sure.
Sounds good to me.
So, I guess we're going to introduce the show idea to you, because there's going to be, could end up being some new listeners to the show.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, I guess, welcome, and what Ben and I do is we run a podcast that was originally dedicated to local metal, but started getting a lot of emails from places all around the U.S.
Right.
And they want to get their music on our show, so I guess we decided to expand and do an underground show that was dedicated to indie music all over everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
local music everywhere, like all over the nation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All over everywhere. If
Hawaii.
Yeah. Yeah. We've had some Hawaii stuff on.
Totally.
So, yeah. I think we're actually going to be bringing you some of that stuff later today.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah. We've got an interview coming up later in the show
with Thorns of Creation.
Right? Yeah. Thorns of Creation. Yeah. They're a band from Oregon, which is where we are based at. Yeah, we got lots of Oregon stuff coming up today. Probably half the show is Oregon music.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, easily accessible to us.
Yeah.
So hope you don't mind. But you can always send us your demos and such if you would like. You can shoot us an email, alloypodcast@yahoo.com. That's the best way to get a hold of all of us. All of us, like there's more than two. Mm-hmm. But, you know, get a hold of both of us, I suppose, would be better.
Yeah.
And you can mail demos if you prefer to do snail mail. You can mail them to Get a Pen Ready. And I'll make sure to put this in the show notes, in today's show notes anyway. 1645 Southeast 9th Avenue, Albany, Oregon, 97322, Box 391.
Is that a P.O. box?
It is.
Ah.
Ben's like, that's not your address.
I'm like, that's not your address at all.
Pretty crazy.
Good times, though.
I decided to get a P.O. box. That way we can send out stuff like that to people. You know,
word.
If they want to submit their music and try to get it on the show. Yeah. Try to keep it in the realm of hard rock and metal.
Yeah.
You know?
No Nickelback.
Yeah, we don't.
Stuff. Or
we're not really into the Nickelback thing.
Yeah. I mean, they're okay once in a while, but, you know, when you actually have women around, I guess, and you want something with a guitar in it that's not metal, then
yeah,
throw some Nickelback in there, I guess. But fuck chicks anyway.
Yeah.
Play metal.
Yeah. So, yeah, we got some great music coming to you today, and I think we're going to break right into it right now. So here is a little bit of Coven Detta. They're out of Utah.
Is there new stuff?
This is their new stuff.
Yeah.
And this song's called Even You Were Black and White in the 50s. It's off their brand new EP, so hope you like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Alloy Underground. I almost screwed up and said our old name.
Word.
Word. Yep.
Man, I'm fucking sore today. I don't know why. I'm just like, bleh.
I'm super sore. I went to Summer Slaughter last night.
And yeah, how was that?
Got killed, dude. Yeah. I got so fucking destroyed.
Mosh a lot?
No, I was just on my feet the entire time, running around backstage and stuff. And
yeah, talking to bands.
Yeah, it was just, it was so crazy, so crazy.
Word.
I got some interviews with some pretty cool bands there.
Yeah.
We're going to be debuting Alloy Nation in late September, in case you guys are interested in hearing a show that is dedicated to
the national bands,
the big timers, quote unquote big timers.
Yeah,
if
the
you will.
Signed bands that actually make money. As yeah. little as it is, they still make money.
Yeah, but you know that we're going to be doing that show in late September, kicking off the entire thing. The first episode is going to have a Cephalic Carnage interview.
Yes,
as part
I
of
like Cephalic Carnage. We've yeah. seen them before at the Meow Meow.
Yeah, we saw them
when
with
it was still open.
Black Dahlia Murder and Between the Buried and
yep.
Me.
That was a good show.
Yeah, they killed last night. Those guys were super super cool.
They're a pretty cool guy. They're huge stoners. I know that.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I couldn't find a shirt, a Cephalic Carnage t-shirt at the show last night that didn't have weed involved in some way, shape, or form.
Nice.
So it looks like I'm just not wearing it to work.
Yeah, word. Yeah. I think when their lead singer talks instead of screams, she sounds like Keanu Reeves.
Who's
the only
weed
smokers that? He's a cool guy, though.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I guess watch in the future for that show. It'll be available on iTunes, just like this one.
Yep.
And,
like all of our shows.
Yeah, like all of our shows. Let's see.
Any show we've ever done, every show we'll ever do in the future, all gonna be on iTunes. Just check it out.
Yeah.
Subscribe.
Also, you can,
it's free.
I suppose I should outro that last song, huh?
Yeah, probably.
I introed the song, the first song, but I didn't outro the second one, so.
That was Death's Embrace, wasn't it?
Excuse me. Yeah, it was. Oracle Song of Unceasing Wrath by Death's Embrace.
Nice.
That's going to be coming out on their sophomore full length. It comes out in late September also.
Nice.
Yeah, they're from here in Oregon. Good buddies of ours.
Right out of Dallas, right?
Out of Dallas. Tiny little shithole of a town.
Yep.
It's got...
So it's like Salem, but smaller?
Yeah. Pretty much. But, yeah. Check those guys out. We will have links to all these bands, as well as to buy their music on iTunes, Amazon, whatever the case is. If that applies, because with some of these bands, it doesn't really apply. So
yeah.
But we will have all those links up at alloyproductions.org. And you can click on the Alloy Underground tab, and that'll take you to the show notes.
Totally.
Got lots of good music coming up for you today.
Yeah, do we have... No, it's just underground, of course.
This is the all question. Underground show, man.
I was like, wait, is there any sign band? No.
Nope, this is the underground show.
I love the brain farts once in a while.
Yeah, you have to. So, yeah, head over to alloyproductions.org, click on the Alloy Underground tab. That'll put you in contact with us via email. That'll let you look at the show notes, links to go buy all the music that you hear today, assuming it's available.
Yeah.
And, yeah, also link to us on Twitter and Facebook.
MySpace.
Everywhere.
Yahoo. Mevio.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
We'll have links up to all of our pages.
Yep, just add us. Tell us how awesome or horrible we are, whatever.
Yeah, email us. Tell us what you think of the show.
Unless you're a hater, then I don't care.
Yeah, well, we'll still read those emails. We just won't.
We'll just giggle when we do.
Yeah. All right. So I guess we're just going to break right back into some more music. So, here's a little bit of... Dead Girl on the Dance Floor by American Overdose.
I love it.
And we hope you enjoy it.
say, 'cause I'm lost in every way.
Take you on the dance floor.
So that
Hoonob Koo.
Yeah, that last song you heard was The Ventriloquist by Hoonob Koo.
Those guys are crazy.
Those guys are so insane, but they're so good.
Yeah, they're good. They're talented because they're so, like, off count and unpredictable, and it's really good. I like it.
It's chaos.
It's badass.
It's amazing. Anyway, so we hope you all enjoyed those two songs. Again, that was American Overdose with Dead Girl on the Dance Floor and Hoonob Koo with The Ventriloquist. You can find more info about them over at alloyproductions.org and click on the Alloy Underground link.
Word.
Oh, man. So, Summer Slaughter last night was crazy.
Yeah?
Yeah. Regiment 26, which is a local band for us,
yep,
opened the whole show. Right. Did a stellar job, man. Amazing job.
Good.
I got a hoodie.
Nice.
Yeah, I picked up a Regiment 26 hoodie.
Badass.
I got this Killer Vital Remains shirt while I was there. It's like a baseball jersey.
Yeah, old school.
Yeah.
I like those shirts.
I got a Summer Slaughter tour shirt. It was white. I got it autographed by every band I talked to yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's badass.
And, yeah, it was pretty dope. Pretty good times.
Fucking A. Yeah, I had a... I'll make it next year. What other epic shows are coming up anyway? We need to go to some. I want to go to one.
I don't know. Warped Tour was cool.
I don't know what's going on. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, I don't...
I'll have to go online. Look at some.
I know there's stuff going on next weekend, but I'm not going to any of it. I need a weekend off.
I know there's a this weekend, this Saturday, is a show in Salem. Someone in MySpace does about it. If you're listening, MySpace is back. I believe I replied to it. Let me know who's playing and where at. It's Rhino Fest?
Yeah, something
it's called. Yeah, it's called Rhino Fest. I'm not sure who's playing or where at in Salem, but I might go check it out. Sounds kind of cool. And just to, you know, go out in the Salem scene again and see some shows, because I've been out of it a little bit lately because I was working a temporary job and it went to shit, so I'm unemployed again.
Yeah, it happens.
And, which is no big deal. I'll find another job, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, that's just kind of how it goes, I guess.
Yep, life is shitty. So. Yeah. But we live for it.
Yeah.
Word.
Word.
Turn.
Word. Word, son.
I love you guys. I love you, Seth Rogen.
Hey. Totally uncalled for.
I love the way you stroke your beard when you talk. Mm. It turns me on.
I always look like I'm thinking.
We got the Yoda Master over here.
The metal we will bring you.
That's awesome. I can do the Chewbacca.
Chewbacca?
Yeah.
All right, nerds all over the country just heard that and got hard.
Yep. There are nerds saying, I love it, I like podcasts.
Yeah.
It's the greatest show ever.
It's so cool. I can't wait for another episode.
It's so awesome. I love this show.
Yeah.
Even though they suck.
Wait a minute.
Wait, what?
All right. On that note, we're going to go to some more music.
Yeah.
Here's a band out of Clinton, Iowa called Stillchild. Song's called On My Knees. Enjoy. Something on Matt's computer just broke, I think. I don't know what happened.
We're having technical difficulties here.
I would say so.
Yep, fucking Matt's computer just shit. It happens. It happens. We need a new computer.
This is ridiculous. We need a new something.
We need something, yeah.
So, all right, give me a second. We're going to get this re-rolling.
Yeah. You fucking hold your horses. Assholes. So demanding.
I know.
Except not. We love you all, though.
A little bit, anyway.
Yeah, a little.
Well, it tried to come back.
I think about you when I masturbate. All of you. Yeah, I do.
Each and every individual.
Yep, it's true. If you're listening to this show right now, I've thought of you while masturbating. Probably right before we started recording in Matt's bathroom.
Bathroom?
What? Nothing. I didn't do it.
We're not in Matt's bathroom.
I said right before the show, in Matt's bathroom. Right before we started recording. Yeah.
Okay.
I totally didn't masturbate in Matt's bathroom before we started recording. Totally did.
Oh, okay. All right, well, we're going to give this another shot. So here's Still Child. Hopefully this time it works.
Destroy your poetry in motion. I'm no longer still afraid of.
Welcome back to Alloy Underground.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. What you just heard was Philanthropy No More by The Oppressor. They're out of Indiana.
Great live show, too.
Yeah, they killer guys.
They played with American Me.
Mm-hmm.
At the Guthrie Park, yeah.
Yep. So me and Matt do the podcast because, like, we used to want to be in metal bands really bad. And then we looked in the mirror and went, holy shit! And, so this is what we do.
Yeah. It didn't really take a mirror for me. I just realized I'm not talented when it comes to any sort of musical instrument at all.
Word. So I thought of a new pickup line the other day. Mm. I was like, so is there a mirror in your pocket? Because I can totally see myself in your pants.
Yeah. Oh, snap.
I like that one. That's catchy.
Yeah.
I dig it.
Yeah. Ladies, yeah. If you're listening, Ben's available.
It's true. Let's just go out drinking. Speaking of drinking, I like drinking. Especially with the family and friends, because everyone thinks they can embarrass us, which is really funny. And then half the time they do, and they don't try.
Yeah,
like absolutely. Our brother Andy.
Yeah.
Yeah. My brother Andy, if you guys don't know him, my brother Andy, when we go out drinking, Matt's done this too. When I go out drinking, we'll scope out girls. And Andy will be like, hey, Ben, you think that chick's cute? Like, yeah, she's all right. Half the time, I don't think she's that cute, but Andy does, and I know it.
Yeah.
So Andy will walk up to her and be like, hey, see that guy over there? Points to me. He's single, and he'll fuck you. He'll do it. just go talk to him.
No, seriously.
No, seriously. Go talk to him. And then they do, and I'm like, it's like, you know, and then sometimes he'll introduce me to people, like someone we went to high school with. He'll just introduce me to somebody we went to high school with, like, oh, hey, haven't you seen Ben in like 8 years? Yeah, he's lost weight, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Like, Andy's got bragging rights. You know?
Right,
like,
yeah.
Oh, look at my brother. He's so awesome. He's related to me.
Yeah.
And I love you, Andy. That's awesome. I always have a good time when I go drinking with Andy. And, especially when all three of us go drinking, dude. That's a lot of fun. Get some Jaeger and Andy and Matt, yeah. And you got a party. Oh.
I don't get to go drinking as much as I'd like to anymore. I'm too busy here working on shit for the fucking show, usually.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's really uncalled for. I work too fucking much.
Yeah, it happens. We all like to go drinking, though. It's good times, especially together. We need to throw a party at my place or something.
Word, son.
Andy's fun to drink with because he's not afraid to make a bad decision. You know what I mean? He's not afraid to live at all. You know, it doesn't matter what the consequence is. That's what's so awesome about Andy.
It's so totally true.
You know, if he's down, if it means having a good time, Andy's down. You know what?
Yep.
Yeah. Even if he's in a bad mood, it's like, you know, when he was going through some rough times with his ex-wife, you know, if they argued and he was just like, fuck that cunt, I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna fuck some chick 10 times harder. Guess who he called?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Ben, let's go to the bar.
Yeah.
All right, I'm down. So we go to the bar. Andy's all dressed up and fucking looking nice. I'm like, oh, we're looking for Poon.
That just happened.
That just happened.
Shake and bake.
The twins. Yeah, shake and bake.
Shake and bake.
Shake and bake.
That's right.
Yeah, you get the two twins out, single, at a bar. Woo!
Ladies, it goes downhill quickly.
Yeah. Fathers watch your daughters. Guys watch your girlfriends.
Oh, man.
Fuck ass.
All right, well, I guess there's no real following that, so we're just going to go to song. Here's No Intervention by Ironside. We hope you really love it, and if you don't, GFYS.
Remains of memory, it plays under your eye. Reaching up on some knows I'm not late. Senses are awakened. All is now unreal. On earth is so lucid as eternity. Die out.
Welcome back to Alloy Nation. Alloy Nation. That's the wrong show.
Alloy Underground.
Welcome back to Alloy Underground.
Matt pulled the dirt.
Yep, Matt had a retard moment.
I don't know why the ending of that song reminded me of Rocky for some reason.
I don't know how that reminds you of Rocky either.
I don't know.
If there's anybody listening over in that part of the country right now that, oh, Rocky, what? That doesn't even sound like Rocky. There's a bunch of people all up in arms and shit about it.
Hey, that don't sound like Philly at all, huh?
Hey, I'll just smack you in the face. This isn't even a Philly accent, I don't think.
Yeah. Your mother's a terrible cook.
Some shit like your mama cheesecake and it sucks.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Your recipe for pasta sucks.
All right, so you just heard No Intervention by Ironside. They're out of Asheville, North Carolina. And after that was Super Happy Storytime Land with 88.8 miles an hour. And they're out of Port Angeles, Sequim area of Washington.
Word. That kind of reminded me of Rocky, because like I can hear that being played in the background of the...
Oh, okay. I guess I can see that.
I can hear it in the back. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I could just see Sylvester Stallone.
Adrian!
Like, fucking...
All stroke victim mouth and fucking whatever's
like
wrong with him.
He's all old and his cheeks bounce and...
Yeah. His cheeks bounce like fake tits.
Yep. If he ran up those stairs now, his face would sound like...
That's what it would do.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, goodness.
Just FOMO, just...
Yeah.
Oh, horrible. We're bad people.
I know we are. We're going to hell.
Yeah, we are.
Yep.
That reminds me of a Daniel Tosh quote. So I was looking at my What Would Jesus Do bracelet, and I lit him on fire and sent him to hell.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, that guy's so funny.
Daniel Tosh is hilarious.
Yeah.
You know what?
We're
having computer issues here at Alloy HQ.
Here we are.
And to quote one of my favorite comedians, Chris Hardwick, it's really gayer than coming to Mustache.
It's gayer than eight guys doing nine
guys. Yeah, eight guys blowing nine guys. That's a little fucking... That's a little Patton Oswalt for you. But, yeah. Pretty crazy.
Louis C.K.
Louis C.K.
If the fact was to pull the dick out of his mouth and go, people from Phoenix are Phoenicians, I'd be like, shut up, faggot.
Shut up, faggot, and suck that dick.
Shut up, faggot, and suck that dick. Go suck a bag of dicks.
Yeah.
Oh, we have way too much fun doing this.
I know, it's so bad.
Oh, awesome. I love it, though. It's so much fun. This is why I do it, because I can do whatever I want. It doesn't matter.
All right, so I would put the link up for this online, but I can't find the video again. I found it online at some point. I don't remember. A couple months ago.
Yeah?
And I just laughed my ass off when I saw this video. The problem is I can't find the video again.
Oh, shit.
Right. Because, like, rather than saving the link, I just fell out of my chair laughing.
Yeah.
And so, like, but the thing is, I don't think I'll ever find it, because trying to Google this would not turn out well.
Yeah.
All right, so I saw this... It's like a porn outtake, right? And that one dude's on the couch, and he's got the bitch on top of him. And then there's another dude around the backside going at the chick, right? So the guy that's standing up behind her pulls out, runs up, hops on the couch to fucking shoot it on her face, right?
Yeah.
And misses and shoots it on the dude's face.
Oh, brutal. That's fucking brutal.
Oh, wow. So I really want to find the video again so I can, like, send the link to people in their email and shit.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not... How do I Google that without getting just the raunchiest shit ever? No, you know what I mean?
Dude, that reminds me of the time I, when me and my
Wait, 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 wait. How does that remind you of us? Never mind.
Here's the story. You'll tell it. Don't worry. That reminds me of a time I was with my ex, and we were banging.
And I pulled out like I always do. I pulled out, and instead of getting it all over her stomach, I accidentally got it in her eye. She said it burns like crazy. I Googled it, and I figured out why it hurts their eye so much. It's because your little fucking tadpoles are trying to impregnate someone's eye.
That's so brutal.
That's... Whoa!
All right, I really could have went the rest of my life without knowing that.
We have some of the just randomest facts on this show.
That just happened.
That just happened. The most useless facts you're never going to need again. You don't even need them right now, but you heard it, and now you know it.
Yep.
So, I can't think of a time at a point in anyone's lifetime are they ever going to need the fact that, hey, there was this time Ben was fucking his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, brutal.
All right, well, I guess we can end the show on that note.
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
Ben came in some chick's eye.
And it tried to impregnate her eye.
Yeah, which is hilarious to me. I thought it was funny. because the second I found that out, that's what actually scientifically what happened, I laughed my ass off. You know, at first, when it happened, I was like, shit, are you okay?
But you didn't really care.
No, I didn't. But
anyway,
when I Googled it, I was like, oh, dude, that's so funny. I don't know, maybe you had to be there.
That just shut me down, dude.
We'll record it next time.
That just shut me down.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, brutal.
I think I'm done.
All right.
We're going to go to this last bit of music.
In an interview.
And then an interview, and then some more music. So here is God is War by Sin System. They're out of San Diego, California.
Nice.
And then You by New World Sinner.
You.
They're out of Eugene, Oregon.
You.
Then we're going to be playing the Thorns of Creation interview that we have. And following that is Crimson Sky by Thorns of Creation and Allegiance by Proven. So... yeah, we hope you like it all. Join us next week, and we will have another show for you.
thank for serenity.
Live our lives our own way. Think for yourself, my friend. Now throw it out of the way.
Well, it's recording right now, so we can just awesome. Start whenever.
Whatever.
Go for it.
So, welcome to Alloy Podcast. He's Ben.
That's Matt.
And Ben's texting.
I am.
That's nothing
new. I'm sorry.
He's always doing that shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're hanging out with Thorns of Creation.
God.
That was obnoxious. The best one. That was
yeah,
the best one,
dude, ever.
Like, no one's done one that well.
Yeah.
Dust Embrace was like, all right, guys, make some noise. And Mendoza just goes, woo. That was the whole thing.
That was unrehearsed, too.
Yeah.
Unrehearsed.
And people that listen to our shows and hear the interview are like, dude, we fucking know. You tell that story every time you interview. And I'm like, I know. But
well, now they're going to have another yeah. one to tell
so
you.
So fucking document brutal, that so. Shit already, I
Alrighty.
Guess.
That's how we roll.
Yep.
You know?
True.
Yep. From the Central Oregon.
What?
We're rolling deep.
Rolling deep.
Rolling deep, mama.
Balls yes. deep.
Balls deep.
That you guys have had at shows.
Yeah.
Lots of drinking. A lot of drinking. We've yeah, had just normal. Drunk fans that are just retarded, and they'll just stand up there and try and headbang. And,
I've seen
fall over. Headbang,
oh, like, fall over everywhere.
Somebody stood up on stage and decided to smash his head into my cymbal to hit the cymbal.
Oh, man.
So that was pretty cool.
Wow.
That was interesting. Right?
Huh?
Spokane, that little tiny bar. That was
yeah, like that dude yeah. was so fucked up. He kind of stumbled off stage and fell over or something.
we tend to try to avoid playing naked, though, and all that kind of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, we don't really play naked.
No.
You're not the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
No.
They all came together and said, I just straight up can't do it. So.
Yeah.
Four against one.
It was like a Survivor-style vote.
Oh, yeah. Much. Right off the island.
If you take your pants off, you're off the island. The tribe has spoken.
Quit getting naked.
No more balls.
No more balls.
No
That's
balls.
The quote.
No balls.
Shit. I don't know. What other antics?
Like, I remember one of my favorite stories is I remember we were with Damage Overdose and Warcry. It was like our first time on the road. And we were in Montana, and we stopped at like this A&W/KFC thing.
We're
sitting in our little booth eating our food, and Matt is stuck like sitting right next to the line where, you know, people grab their food. And there's this guy with big, fucking huge,
big
fat dude
in a tank top.
It's like the middle of summer, and his armpit is right next to Matt's head. And you know, I just kind of like look at Matt, and he's got this grimace on his face, like, oh fuck, this is bad. And then he just kind of like gets this calm look on his face. Tilts like an inch to the left and lets out the loudest fucking fart I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, God. Damage Overdose looks over from across
yeah, just the room, fucking like, busting up. And you know, the tactic
up.
Worked. The guy just moved away immediately.
I was trying to enjoy my burger, and this fucking dude's
this
like,
clown.
Yeah, he's just yeah. right there. And I was like, well, fuck, man.
I like the one where when we went on tour with fucking Advent, we went somewhere, and
yeah.
we're going through a fucking intersection, right? And Mark's like, dude, open the door on the bus. Open the fucking door. Pulls down his pants and hangs his ass out, right? And I go, right before I shut it, I look out and there's a cop sitting right there in the fucking corner. I'm like, fuck.
Straight up
me.
Already mooning him, like, oh shit, he can see his ass right now. We're fucked. Like, we're going down.
Unfortunately, nothing happened. Although we can tell the story
character.
Of the, when we were with DOD, fucking, I decided to do a billion miles an hour and lose him, and then we pull off the side of the road.
Yeah, that's his reputation.
We're like
for,
on the res or something like that, and fucking, we're in a minivan. Turn it up in the wood panel minivan. We have a ton of fireworks and shit, and Matt's just like, you know, we're sitting on the side of the road waiting for him. We say it, boom, in the back. He fucking lights off with those Piccolo Pete's, right? Smoke comes pummeling out of the car.
I'm sitting
Cop
right
pulls
next
over.
To him.
What are you guys doing?
Immediately,
immediately, like he was just hanging out waiting.
And then fucking
fireworks
10 minutes later, not 10 minutes later, again, boom, in the back, smoke goes boiling out. What happens? An undercover cop comes rolling up. Heard you boys were blowing some shit up. I'm like, my dumbass friend in the back is being stupid. He's like, okay, well, you guys need to take it easy. So we go to a little powwow later on that night. And fucking,
on the red.
Who's there? Mr. Undercover Cop guy.
Yeah.
Just rummaging through the back.
There's a big sign that says, no fireworks.
No fireworks. We
have water. The dude's back. Already caught us blowing shit up in the van.
Yeah. So he opens the back door. He sees all of it sitting there. He's like, wow.
Yeah,
like, if any up. Of this fucking goes off, you guys are dying.
Yeah, we drive up and like, you know, we're like, okay, this is gonna be cool. No fireworks, no one will notice, and then we just see him fucking standing checking every vehicle. He immediately spots us and is just like,
random car check.
Pull
now.
Over, guys.
Yeah.
Like, these guys in trouble.
Oh, shit.
A bunch of white boys with their fireworks on the res. I think he said something like, you know, alright, it's we're not gonna take him, but just don't let any of the natives catch you with him because they'll kick your ass or something like that.
But we will disappear.
Yeah, he fucking warned us about it.
So we have a couple segments on our show.
Okay.
I'll ask you guys some quick questions.
Okay.
One of them is I have a huge hard-on. So we want to know what gives you guys a hard-on, musically speaking. You can say boobs and vagina, because
we just assumed that.
Yeah.
You know, oh, of course.
Yeah, if you have to say
thrash metal gives me a hard-on.
Right. Thrash metal,
yeah.
Metallica guy over here.
Metallica, yeah. Sodom. Creator.
Look at his pants. Looking old school thrasher pants on.
Yep.
Girl pants.
Yep. All right, so hard-ons. Johnny, what is your hard-on?
It could be like a CD you can't get out of your car lately, or whatever.
Opeth, Amon Amarth, like Swedish Melodeath, like old school death metal, like fucking like Decapitated, I Love Decapitated, fucking Vader, shit like that. You know, I'm not really into like, you know, a lot of the new stuff like deathcore and shit like that.
It's not
really melodic, catchy shit.
Matt, what about you?
Now we'll throw it to the guy wearing a Winds of Plague shirt.
Started off with Metallica. That's that was the first major influence. But anymore, it's like, it's changed so much with, like Johnny was saying, the Melodeath and stuff, the Swedish death metal, all kind of stuff like In Flames and Kalma, and Opeth is awesome. Just the dual guitar harmonies and melodies and all that kind of shit. I love that kind of stuff. And then, of course, Winds of Plague, some of the more modern deathcore stuff is just really awesome. But I listen to everything. I listen to everything from metal to hip-hop every now and then. And
I think this band has, like, the weirdest musical taste.
You're going to laugh and hear what I can't get out of my car.
It's just,
I Gaga, tell me it's Gaga. Oh, damn it.
He's going to love the next
thing. We'll pass it to Brandon.
Go ahead.
That new Attack album.
Oh, man.
Yep. Woo! That is catchy. Can't get it out of my head. Plays all the time. Now that and Immolation. Goodbye.
Take it easy.
Josh. Josh from Dusk and Brace.
Have a good drive out.
See you, dude.
Yeah, thanks, man.
At home.
Yeah, whatever's going on.
Take it easy, Matt. Ben.
See you guys. Later,
dude. That, and I haven't been able to stop listening to Immolation for a while. I don't know. I love those guys. And Robert Johnson. That's about it.
Right on.
Caleb.
I already said
it. Thrash metal guy.
Yeah.
Thrash metal.
I'd have to say All That Remains. Someone kind of a kick for those guys. And a lot of country music lately.
Pussy. Hate you.
Toby Keith, maybe some Alan Jackson there.
I'm telling you, you need the tap out tattoo. And,
I've already got most of it.
You got the tribal, you're all ready to go.
You're
ready to go.
And then, like, Sweet Hummer bra gets me going pretty good. I like those guys.
Yeah, you need a Hummer too.
What? A Sweet Hummer.
A yellow one.
I've got a Tahoe. I'm getting
a yellow Hummer, dude.
Yeah.
Yes,
Matt, you want to bring in the next segment?
I just want to know what's wrong with a Tahoe. I drive a Tahoe.
It's big, like, it's almost, you know.
I was going to say, I thought a Jeep would be a little more bro-ish than a Tahoe.
That's true.
White Jeep. Yeah.
You know, I
just a giant lifted truck.
No doors.
Exactly. So you hop out and bro out whenever he needs to, just real fast.
Yeah.
just
hop out, start fist pumping or whatever they do. I don't know.
He catches him.
Fucking pull over.
They are awesome.
Yeah.
I like them a lot.
All right, so the next.
Photo grader, too.
The next question I have is, will someone bum me a cigarette?
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. How many do I have left?
Uh-oh.
One.
Oh, dear.
All right.
Can't do it.
I got menthols.
Our next segment is...
I got one. Thank you.
Good job, Matt. Our next segment is Guilty Pleasures.
Okay.
What music do you listen to? You kind of make sure no one else is around first, or because you're afraid they might give you shit.
This entire band.
Owl City.
Fucking love Owl City.
All of us love Owl City.
That's not a guilty pleasure, though.
Like, it is, though.
What is it that, like
you absolutely don't want your friends to know you listen.
Yeah,
I'll say
well,
some
we're
shit.
Not going to tell you now because they're all here.
I got Secondhand Serenade, if you guys heard of that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, that's bad.
That's bad stuff.
I got it. Yeah.
All right, on.
It's on my iPod.
I'm going to have to say Limp Bizkit.
I'm a big Limp Bizkit fan.
And,
is that the worst you can think of, though? Because I've heard you listen to that.
Yeah, I know. Oh, man, I can't think of anything.
Are you really even ashamed of any of the music?
Well, because here we were talking with another band, and we of course, like, I've been on a big pop kick lately. I've been listening to a lot of Kesha and fucking Lady Gaga and shit like that, dude. Because I ended up DJing a party at one point, and I was like, I have to have some of this stuff. And so I got it, and then I ended up loving it because it's on my iPod. And, you know... So every it seems like all the bands we talk to, they're all like, yeah, Go-Go is pretty cool. That's not guilty anymore, dude.
Yeah, because like, any song a girl will grind her ass in your lap to is not guilty at all. We're not guilty about it.
Nah, bring it.
Yeah.
But it seems like every time I bring up Papa Roach, Linkin Park, Avenged Sevenfold, you know, radio metal kind of, I guess. Yeah. And like, almost everyone around me is like, oh my god, I can't believe you like that. So, dude, you gotta respect it. It's fucking, it's getting the youngins into the metal, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
The people that don't know anything about metal, that's the gateway totally. Metal. You
I
know what I mean?
I say I love Avenged Sevenfold's first two albums. I mean, that's
I like their newest one, too.
No, I can't stand the new shit. Yeah. You're alone there, man.
Let's say Chumbawamba for me.
Chumbawamba. Right off. There's the most random
in front of anybody. Okay, it's a little embarrassing.
Okay, so I'll name one. Because I don't know if these guys will, like, dog on me for it, but right. Maybe, like, the people listening to your show will. And every now and then I'll listen to a Britney Spears song.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So,
I don't think anybody heard that.
Okay, Britney Spears.
Yeah. Matt fucking
Matt Allman from Thorns listens to Britney Spears.
Matt Allman.
I don't own anything. I'd go to YouTube, listen to it.
But he does it.
So, but I do it.
Dude, I've seen that shit downloaded on your fucking computer, okay? I don't even want to hear it.
Disney movies on his computer.
Dude, fuck that's awesome.
Those are the only movies that he keeps on his computer. He'll download a shit ton of Blu-ray movies, Disney. And those, he's just got one file. That's all the movies he has.
Okay, so talking about Matt. Anybody else have any, like, bombshells to drop on guilty pleasures?
Except to say my guilty pleasure would be Social Distortion.
I love Social Distortion.
Yeah, that's a good fucking band.
I don't listen to anything else. But
I don't. Yeah,
he's just a straight up badass.
I don't. I just thought I'm a badass. I just don't listen to anything else. If it's not about metal, I don't listen to it.
Yeah.
When I pop out country in the car, he's very unhappy.
So am I.
That's big country.
Or occasionally, I guess that'd be like Akon. If I'm bumping Akon.
Yeah, let's sing about how ignorant we are.
Yeah, let's do that.
Ripple and form, never finished high school.
Hey, you're the one who lives with a bunch of rednecks, bud.
So. Oh, yeah. Oh, we went there.
Fucking two of them burst in when I was still sleeping in your house this morning.
Yeah. I don't know why they keep showing up either. I'm such a dick to them.
Yeah, I wake up because there's beer at your house 24/7 and Jack.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
So I guess it's kind of hard to do this segment for us because we listen to everything.
It's
we don't really feel bad about it.
You guys need to listen to John Zorn.
We have no shame.
You need to look up John Zorn. The name of the album is
Hockey.
It's the most annoying one.
It is. Don't even say anything. Just let them look it up and they will understand.
John Zorn with Hockey.
It's basically just like a good hour or so of.
It's
exactly horns.
It drives me crazy.
No rhythm,
but it's awesome.
All right, classic. So since we're talking about weird music now, here's one for you guys to check out.
All right,
Onomatoguchi.
Onomatoguchi.
Look up Onomatoguchi. It's all quote unquote instrumental.
Sure.
It's all 8-bit. It's like it sounds like a Nintendo game,
dude.
Full on, I swear to God.
Like Onomatoguchi. Mega Man. Like you're playing old school Mega Man.
Yeah, dude, yeah. Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. Awesome. Nice.
Right on.
Check out Onomatoguchi. Like
Dragon Force then.
Yep. Dragon Force. Video gaming.
Like 100 Super Nintendos going at once.
Dude.
In the same room.
It's the theme song to another podcast I listen to. And so like I heard it. One day I just found the podcast, so I wanted to listen to all the old episodes. I went and downloaded all of them and listened to them all in a day.
Uh-huh.
And so that song was just stuck in my fucking brain. And I was like, oh my god, I have to go get this song.
I hate it when songs do that. They get stuck in there for fucking days and days and days.
Yeah.
Well, on top of it, like...
I can't say I hate it, though, because it's actually, I mean, gets stuck in your head. I mean, it's good.
For some reason, I had the Scorpions Blackout stuck in my head the other day. It was weird.
Right on.
Love that.
Blackout's a dope fucking song. Yeah. That was like the heaviest Scorpion song in existence.
Did you hear their new album? It's got some girth to it. It's pretty cool.
Really?
Some
girth.
Girth. Well, you listen to their old shit and then their new stuff and you can tell.
Yeah.
Just for future reference, our drummer just never stops talking about cock. It's always kind of on his brain, so when he says words like girth,
flaccid, country.
He's really meaning it like.
He really meant dick.
Really meant cock.
So those of you that are listening, go substitute the word cock. Restart this interview. Go substitute the word cock for country so far, and that'll be way funnier.
Speaking of country, I guess I do have one guilty pleasure.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Cash.
That's not guilty.
That's not guilty. That's the man in black.
I love Johnny Cash. Yeah.
That's a prerequisite for liking music at all.
Exactly. Okay, cool.
Oh.
Yeah.
Then I don't have a guilty pleasure. I'm back to the same.
I'm not as gay as my skinny ass pants.
They talking about sex and shit.
We're trying to get there.
We haven't got there yet.
We're working around to it.
Yeah.
Gotta get this music bullshit out of the way first.
Yeah.
Then we get to the good stuff.
These guys didn't even let us do that. Like, we sat down and I hit record and I figured, okay, I'll just dump whatever I don't need.
Video games.
Like 35 minutes later, we're still rolling and we never got to anything. I'm like, whatever, fuck it, let's just go.
Yeah. Whatever.
It was awesome.
I will let you be.
All right. Good set tonight, though.
Yeah,
amazing.
I really enjoyed it.
Separate Ways cover. Was
thank you.
Awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, it was one of the Cross the Sun guys has popped up randomly.
Said hi.
Yeah. I can't remember if his name's Colly or Colin.
I don't know.
It's one or the other.
I think it might be Colin.
I think it's Colin.
I think it's Colin.
Colin. We're going to go with that.
Yeah.
Let's go. Hello, Colin.
Yeah.
All right.
A majority vote says Colin. I guess it's Family Feud all of a sudden. We're playing.
Interviewing.
Some asshole.
It's what up, guy. MC?
Mm-hmm. Nigga. I didn't mean to make fun of you tonight, but it was funny.
That's all right. He dogged me pretty hardcore. So.
It's after okay. Party my place?
What? Is there an after party at your place?
We can make it that way.
Okay.
In Albany?
Can all we right. Park our bus Albany? There?
Yeah, is there a place to park that motherfucker?
Probably on the street, yeah.
All right.
Parallel park that bitch.
As long as there's enough room.
It's a cul-de-sac. There will be room. All you gotta do is just it's keep driving until you find it.
Park in the center.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drive around here.
Fuck it.
That's such a good idea.
Then it'll be a roundabout.
That's yeah, exactly.
It's just decoration.
And for you
little
guys.
Cheap-ass decoration. Also.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
sick.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you very much. Oh, it was more than... You said $20 yeah. In the email. Sweet. Thank you very much, man.
Yeah.
I wish there was more people here for Across the Sun.
I know.
It was kind of...
Yeah.
It started getting so hot, dude.
I know.
It was retardedly hot in there.
Yes, yeah. Like ridiculously hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really was.
Get some industrial-sized fans.
It was gay-tarded.
Yeah, it's like the fans. It's a little breeze every once in a while, but usually it's just blowing hot air into you.
So yeah, it was like blowing more sweat all over you. That's all it was. It was just like a thick sweat just everywhere.
Dude, sounds like fucking your mom.
Oh, we got served.
Pretty bad.
One that's for Matt.
That's the first one of the interviews.
Yeah, I know. Right? I'm like disappointed.
Well, you busted one at the very beginning.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Word.
We're boring.
Alright, where were we?
I have no idea.
We did the second.
Oh, we were talking about weird, crazy music, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
so Anna Monoguchi and
John Zorn.
John Zorn.
Yep. Alright, those are the weird musics to look up. Alrighty.
All right, so now, I got derailed. Now I got to figure out what the fuck
fucking
I was doing.
Fucking McCary.
It's on his fault.
Talk about
it so we could totally actually hear
sex
chirping during the awkward pause.
Yep.
Sex. So, anal. How does everyone feel about
sex.
Anal?
No, I got one. I got one for the topic. I'm going to put myself on blast here for a minute.
All right.
Today is the last day of a month and a half vow I have been on for no sex, no sexual content whatsoever. Not touching myself.
No porn.
Nothing.
No
porn.
Wait, why?
A month?
Why?
A month and a half.
Month and a half.
You going straight edge?
Wow. No.
Yes.
Yeah. And I did it because I was mooching off of this guy at his place.
Sexually?
Yeah,
yeah.
That's it.
Matt, can you please come over here again?
Only one more time, please.
Hey, we can't talk about it too much. That's incest and totally
yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
It's only a little weird.
It's only a little weird.
You know, oral sex is illegal in this state.
I know.
I would figure that you guys would not have any boundaries after that Never Heard the Shot interview.
So. Yeah.
Weird.
That interview went some crazy places.
Yeah, I know. We refer to it regularly.
What's up?
Black hair.
Black Beno.
That's probably mine. Was it in there in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's mine. I forgot to grab it.
And so, yeah, I just wanted to move out of Matt's and get out of debt, and I did. I moved out of Matt's and got out of debt, and achieved my goal.
Congratulations.
Didn't get a job yet, but whatever.
That's okay. I just got one. Yeah, it's kicking my ass.
It's not easy right now.
Nope.
No, it's not.
Nope. Especially not easy for unsigned bands that are trying to run around make a name for yourself.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's even harder.
Taking time off to go do shows.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a job, you can't, you know.
Yep.
Fucking want time off every 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. That's what we need.
But we all love it, so we're going to continue doing it.
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
True. I'm quitting soon. Yeah.
There we go. Oh, there we go. I wish we had to have gotten that. That far.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Good.
Oh, man. Yes!
Hey, we're recording.
My bad.
Oh, you fucking stink.
Fucking recording.
Oh, you're bad.
Has to be done, man. Fucking
bad. I can feel a gentle breeze on the back of my neck, so I'm really thankful right now.
Yeah.
It's heading straight downwind. Yes, you're good.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Don't shoot your pants.
Yeah. That was him.
Yeah.
No, my bad.
It wasn't me.
Okay. We're the worst when we eat pizza.
That's why the full brunt of it was like directly. Seriously. Right, oh, he's the bigger guy. It must have been him.
Yeah, I'm with you on that guy. Fuck.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was you anyway. You fart enough.
Reminds me of
that even.
I don't know.
Strapping in lad played in Ben and like some chick set off that stink bomb.
Yeah.
And Devin Townsend pointed like the fattest guy in the crowd. He's like,
yeah.
Who farted? It was you, wasn't it?
Some 650-pound guy that can't move. Just like, can't fuck move. You, man.
Hey.
Like, while 16 of his chins are flapping around.
I like how you naturally assume his voice is really deep and so.
I'm a fat guy. I can stereotype.
Hey, guys.
Cool.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, just goes all Tyson on everybody. Like, what the fuck?
That does not match up. That does not match up. Match up.
Whatever.
So, are we Johnny good? Got hit by a car while he's riding.
Yeah, he got hit by a fucking car. Look at his elbow.
Yeah, I noticed it looked a little road rash.
Did you sue? Yeah.
He didn't even sue.
He got a number, though.
Let's hear the story, Johnny.
Yeah, all right. I was biking around Bend.
Could take 20 minutes, really.
He pulled out in front of the car and got hit by it.
Fuck you, Anthony.
A lot of editing.
To keep interrupting me. Anyway, I was biking around Bend, around Walmart, picking up some socks. I was heading back towards fucking I think our bass player Caleb's place here, and there's this McDonald's right on the highway, and I see the car pulling out of the exit there, and they stop, you know, like waiting for traffic to go by, and I'm really fucking obvious. I'm on a tall bike. They're right, you know, I'm right there, so I think they're gonna see me, and you know, I pull out like I'm just riding along the sidewalk, right in front of them. They fucking bounced me into the fucking highway. Luckily, no one was coming to me, Caleb. And I went right on kind of traffic, and this fucking old lady gets out.
Oh my god, are you okay? I'm so sorry.
With her walker.
Yeah. But he did get the digits, dude.
Yeah. So. Dude, you need to tap that.
She was a
old granny.
The silver fox.
The silver fox.
Knew what she was.
You are aged to perfection.
Yeah.
Yeah. Days, the husband looked like he was going to die, so.
Oh, man.
It's your time to move in, man.
Going,
oh,
man.
There it is.
That's my excuse, too. Hey,
your sugar mama.
Dude, you fucking owe me.
Hey, bitch, you owe me.
Just fucking metal lock lips hit up when they're in the grocery store and hitting on the grandma.
Oh, yeah.
A gilf.
Lemon tart. Wrinkle tank.
Wrinkle.
We all love that show. We watch it religiously.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's hilarious.
It's a good show. It's
burn it on water.
Hovercraft.
They're in the hot tub. There's this death clock playing.
Yeah. I love when he's like, a damn troll knocked out the DSL and it takes 2 minutes to get the tits. I need 100 beers. Exactly. 100 beers.
It's a fucking awesome show.
Yeah.
I love that fucking
great
show.
Great idea for a song. Killed by a troll.
Last song ever.
Killed by a troll.
Yep.
All right, so, like, we talked a little bit about hard-ons, and I guess that kind of goes into influences and such.
Mm-hmm.
But more specifically, was there one certain album you heard, one certain song you heard, one certain artist that made you realize that music was like it took music to another level for you? Like it made you realize that it,
what? He's fucking farting, dude. He keeps farting.
Oh, okay. I thought I was like
no. Caleb keeps farting.
We're like 10 years.
The first one was me.
Yeah, we laugh and farts. Yeah, we were ridiculous.
Totally.
I'm trying to listen. We're listening though.
All right, yeah. So
nothing wrong with you.
Okay.
Are you talking as a whole band or individually?
Well, individually.
Okay.
Because I'll give you an example, and I understand this is not metal, but I was fucking 14 at the time. Everclear's Sparkle and Fade record.
Mm.
Like, it made me understand that there was more to music than just sound, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And is there anything like that for you guys?
Sorry, John.
All right. Yeah, well, I guess I first got into music through Metallica, the Black Album.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's just, like, that kind of helped me connect because I was, like, in a really, you know,
was in a really shitty time in my life.
Some shit like that.
Yeah. So that was the first band I got into. And then the first album I ever bought, which took it to a new level, like I said, was Opeth, My Arms, Your Hearse. And that was just, you know, they had so many different styles put into, like, one album. And, like, it can go from, like, absolute depths of darkness to complete beauty and shit. And it just really showed me, like, I guess the wide spectrum that music can... Yeah. And go, you know, in many directions.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Matt.
Growing up, my parents always listened to a nice wide variety of classic rock. So I was always exposed to everything from Aerosmith, like Foreigner and Journey and Ted Nugent and Deep Purple and all that. So I was always listening to that kind of stuff. And I guess that's what started it. And then, I don't know, I'm just another typical Metallica guy, you know, James Hetfield, whatever. I used to blast whatever album I could find and just pick up a broom and pretend I was air guitaring with it, and I was like,
fuck,
super
yeah.
Sweet, and I was like, cool, I gotta just like get a guitar someday and play. And I just bought I got a guitar for Christmas one time and, you know, taught myself how to play. So, and then since then I've just kind of slowly started going, you know, listening to different bands and getting more influence here and there, and just, I don't know, but that's what it started with, the classic rock. And I guess that would be, that goes back to the hard-ons too, is 80s power ballads.
Fuck yeah.
So
Steel Panther.
Steel Panther is the best.
Steel Panther.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
We're obsessed. Fucking band.
Yeah.
Yeah, obsessed.
Yeah.
Okay, so influences.
Bad Girl.
Bad Girl. Who's in the bus?
Girl,
bad
Girl.
Me. I was. I was getting weed from some girl, and they come in there and just start playing Fat Girl so loud. She was actually pretty big.
She's
but
pretty
I was just,
hefty.
Yeah, I was just trying to be nice because she was giving me like fucking bag of weed like this fucking big. I was like, sweet. Whatever, I don't care. Hello, how are you doing?
Yeah. You're totally cool.
Yeah. So, growing up, I would say, growing up, listen to classic rock, the same thing, a lot of 80s metal, grew up 80s child. And, I don't know, I guess the first album that made me respect heavy music and the fact that it could be so heavy was probably Unearth's The Oncoming Storm album. I just never heard anything that sounded like pure concrete dropping on a fucking human being. I was just like, holy shit, these guys are heavy.
Yep.
And I heard that and I was just like, wow, it would be really cool to just go see this. So I went to a couple fucking metal shows and that was about it. I was like, I want to do that. Unearth, thank you. And that was about it.
Who did you see him tour with?
Oh, God, that was on Ozfest. It was the year of Ozfest.
Oh, wow, same year we saw him.
Yeah. It was 07, I think. 07.
Yeah, we saw him tour right after Ozfest with Atreyu and Norma Jean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were amazing.
I lost my shirt at that show.
Yeah, we had to buy Ben an Unearthed shirt just because, like,
some crowd surfer, like, fell, grabbed my shirt, and I was like, no!
And then he just took my fucking shirt.
No!
Just,
he just like,
took it right off.
No!
Yeah, he sounded a lot like shirt. Beavis, really. It happened.
Yeah. Shut up, butthead!
Yeah.
All right, Caleb?
Walker? My influence, basically, kind of same kind of story as Matt's, but grew up listening to old 70s stuff. Nothing really jumped out at me. It was just music at the time. And then I'm 11 years old, my uncle gave me the Black Album by Metallica and put it on. And when I heard the first song, Enter Sandman, from that point on, I was like, I have to play guitar. I have to be a front man or whatever. You know, it was just like, that's when I decided that, that's when I found my music, basically. And then I discovered Megadeth and then the older Metallica albums.
Say what you want about Metallica, but got a lot of people in the music.
Yeah. And
obviously, we wouldn't be here without it.
They put on killer shows no matter what all the time, so.
Yeah.
Word. Anthony?
Well, I'd say I got a little bit different. I you know, when I really started listening to music and going to shows, I was a punker kid.
I remember.
I used to do a lot of Dropkick Murphys and like Hells Rancid and fucking Voodoo Glow Skulls. Love those guys.
Nice.
And when I kind of got into metal, you know, I was listening to a lot of Metallica the whole time, all the way through, but Johnny introduced me to Amon Amarth, and then Dark Tranquility, and lately I've been working on, like, August Burns Red, and they're a big influence on me right now, so. I bought dual splashes, simply because they have them.
Yeah, they're
sounds
so
badass,
good.
Yeah, it's
they're so good. I just saw them open for A Day to Remember.
Aren't they the most perfect Sweet. Band you ever see?
They're so
they
good.
Play, they just sound like a cranked-up version of their album. Just cranked up to fucking August Burns Red.
Yeah.
They're so good live.
So pretty much.
I like A Day to Remember too. But
yeah, so do I.
There's a guilty pleasure.
There's a guilty pleasure. I fucking love A Day to Remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt's the one that gave me the album that made me want to play guitar. And, like, music was music to me. I was a big Metallica fan. And my uncle taught me to play guitar. But I think the music that really wanted me was like, all right, I'm doing this all the time now, every day, was, like, All That Remains and As I Lay Dying are the first two metal records I got from this guy.
Nice. Those are some good.
Those two bands make
Shadows Are Security
well,
and the Dark
that is,
Heart.
I love that album from them. I think that's their best album.
Shadows Are Security?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I love it, dude. Every song. Every second.
All right, so this is kind of a new thing I just thought of.
All right.
I don't see why we couldn't do it. We're Dream Show. If you could play your dream show, each member gets to pick a band. Who's on this dream show?
So
just one band?
Just one band.
One band per member.
One band.
So, yeah. Oh, all right, Johnny.
Start with Anthony.
So I'm gonna Anthony.
What?
Do you know yours yet?
Toby Keith. No.
Toby Keith. Talk about exposure. That would probably work.
Shit. We'd scare the hell out of everybody.
Yeah. I'd say for me, if I could play with anybody, it'd be Into Eternity.
All right.
Those guys are fucking badass.
One band?
Yeah, one band.
Really?
God. One band for a bill that we're
so
all making.
Hard.
Is it going to be Testament?
No.
Maz.
I'd have to say right now, like, Trivium.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right on.
I'd love to play open for Trivium.
Oh, my God.
Dude, this is a good one. Maybe we're doing this more often.
Yeah.
I'm thinking so hard.
It makes our brains...
All these bands are cycling through.
Just one band.
Oh, man. The Acacia Strain.
Acacia Strain?
Yes.
Interesting. Do you have yours yet?
Yeah, that's a weird one.
Go first if you have yours.
I know you guys are going to think I'm going to say I'm on a Marth.
That's what I was thinking.
Sweet.
Dude, those guys are epic.
That would be really fucking awesome. We'd mesh so perfectly. And I'd probably shit myself like the entire time until the show. Yeah. But I think I'm going to say Opeth.
Yeah.
Because they have a great crowd and they're fucking awesome live. And yeah. Opeth.
So Matt, you're the last one. Who rounds out this epic fucking bill? You know you got to say
I what?
Us. We gotta play that shit. All those fucking bands? Are you kidding me?
No, dude, it's just assumed you're on that show.
Oh, fuck.
It's
well,
just
then
assumed
never mind.
You're on that show. Yeah.
Never mind.
Is it Wings of Blank? No, I would have to probably say Metallica. Only because...
Yeah. That would be epic.
Yeah, I mean, only because I've liked him for so long, and I've always just, like, wanted to meet him, but being able to, like, play with him, too. I mean, I know it's not exactly the... biggest meshing of styles there, but it would just, yeah, I mean,
it'd tickle your fancy.
Yeah, for a long time, I'd be tickled. That'd be
that's an epic bill. So what is that? Into Eternity,
Trivium,
The Acacia Strain,
Opeth,
and Metallica.
What a fucking bizarre bill.
Yeah, that would be really
good.
That would really kind of bring the entire thing together. Yeah, I like shows like that, though.
Yeah. So, you know what I mean? I'm always worried about him, though, because I'm just like, man, who's just going to spout off and start a fight and make it look stupid? Like, I'm just...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hate breed crowd style.
I wish everybody could just get along.
And that is funny, because I actually had a dream about playing with Metallica, so that is my dream show. So, yeah.
I'm pretty sure I had a dream about playing with Modern Warfare.
Oh, shit.
Shit, son.
And he's not talking about playing a show. He's talking about actually playing with him.
Playing. Yeah.
Yeah. Johan, you like it when I stroke your beard?
Yeah, you like that. You naughty little bastard.
naughty bastard.
Oh, God.
Oh, I know I'm going to stick that drinking horn.
Oh, my God, everybody's going to think we are gay.
Oh, no. Dude, we are there's no way we are gayer than Never the Shot.
Yeah, it's not going to be.
That interview was pretty, that was...
We're going to be doing another one with them pretty soon to promote their new shit.
Nice.
Pretty much all the homoerotic humor that we have.
Jesus. That was a good one. Wow.
Yeah. But all of the new gay humor we have comes from Never the Shot.
And my ass is starting to hurt. Bony ass.
All right, well, let's just call it done then.
All right.
Is it good for you guys?
Yes.
You just heard from the legendary band of
Thought Creation.
Tons of cock.
We are tons of cock. We're coming to a town near you. Don't leave us alone,
EP.
With your mom.
Yeah, EP sometime. We've been working on it forever. It'll be out soon, we promise.
We're just fucking kind of retarded right now, but we're going to work through it, and we'll get the EP in your hands, promise. Yeah.
We're going to work through the cerebral issues.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's just, all of the crazy shit upon mixing an album yourself or anything like that is like...
Don't do it.
Don't ever
do it. Don't do it. Pay someone to do it.
Pay somebody to do it.
There is no heaven. There is no hell. There is only this world and its dark reflection. And we do not know in which of the two worlds we are. Let's go!
Hey y'all, this is Matt. This is just a quick finishing point. I'm trying to go to Vegas for the podcasting expo at Mandalay Bay, and I'm accepting donations via PayPal over at alloyproductions.org. If any of you want to donate to try to help me go to Vegas for the podcasting expo and convention, that would be awesome. It's going to cost me somewhere around $2,000 to make the trip happen, and it's coming up right up in October. So any additional help from all my listeners would be amazing. Thank you so much, and tune in next week.